Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio over Zoom with my guest for the morning interview this morning. I'm so happy to have Kenley Jackson, a familiar name to many of us. She's the program director for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Kenley, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're here to talk about an event that the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is putting on tomorrow, but I think we'll also spend a little bit of time chatting about some other upcoming events. But I want to first talk about this event that's coming up tomorrow. What should Sitkins come out for tomorrow at the Odess Theater?
So tomorrow night, we're hosting a night of stand-up comedy, and it's going to be featuring the headliner, Brooks Whelan, who was formerly on Saturday Night Live and has lots of other credits in comedy. And before he does the show, it's going to be opened as well by three Alaskan comedians. So Justin Sands is a familiar face in Anchorage, and he organized the tour. And Brooks is going all over the state, from McCarthy to Sitka to Soldotna, Anchorage and Fairbanks and beyond. And Ben Peterson is also joining. He's also from Anchorage. He makes ice cream for Wild Scoops that some Sitkins I know love. And he's also a fisherman. And then Andrea Feniger is a comedian who splits her time between California and Anchorage, and she's joining as well.
Okay, so a full lineup of comedians. And I think maybe for listeners, Brooks Whelan might be the one that people have heard of. Can you tell us a little bit more about him? Why might they have heard about Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks was on Saturday Night Live. So if you are somebody that watches, you may have seen him regularly on Weekend Update. He was on for a season. And then the Saturday Night Live link that he has posted on his website is a skit where he and one of the hosts were like critter control, and they were interrupting a corporate meeting. And it's just about classism, and it's about weird animal things and, you know, kind of the bureaucracy of business. So that is on his website for folks that might want to see some of his SNL work. And he's got some Weekend Update skits on there as well. And then, he has been touring right now with John Oliver as an opener act all over the country. And we're lucky to get him. I'm not sure how Justin connected with him, but Justin put the tour together. And we got on the tour because some Sitkins might remember Monica Agu, who was in AmeriCorps that used to be in Sitka and worked for Sitka Fine Arts Camp briefly. And she lives up in Anchorage now and must be friends with Justin. And they were looking to do a Sitka show. And so they connected us, and we're just lucky. And actually, Justin is calling me. So Brooke, is it okay if I add him over my phone?
We can give it a try. I think I have faith in you. We'll see how it goes.
Hi, Justin. We're on the air, and I'm going to put you on speaker. We'll see if we can hear you on the radio.
That works.
Good morning, Justin. We heard you. You're live and on the air right now. And I've just been chatting with Kenley about the tour and that you're going to be here in Sitka tomorrow. And Kenley did a lovely job of introducing you as an Anchorage comedian, but I'd love to chat with you a little bit about how you would introduce yourself. What is your relationship with comedy?
I've been doing in comedy in Anchorage for a couple of years now, having fun. Hey, this is Brooks. Justin's too modest. He's Crusher. He lives in Anchorage. We're on this cross country or across Alaska tour. We did two shows last night here in Juneau. We're living on a houseboat right now. And Justin's leading the comedy revolution of Alaska is how I would describe it.
Okay, that's an excellent description. Brooks, thanks for joining us.
Too modest.
Yeah. Well, Justin, if you're there, I guess is your focus on the Alaska experience? How would you describe your comedy? Or Brooks, if you're there and want to describe it for us.
Justin's got this one. I do like to tell some stories about growing up here in small town Alaska. I spent my childhood in Salcha, and so that's always a lot of fun, but mainly it's just focused on kind of the main things that I have going on in my life. I worked as a chef at my day job, and you know, growing up with a Korean mother, and the different experiences that all of that combined with growing up in Alaska that have provided some fun stories and whatnot.
Well, I think that Sitkins will be happy to have an Alaskan coming. Have you been to this part of the state before?
I have not. This is going to be my first time. I believe Brooks's first time going to Sitka, and we're both really excited to check it out. We've heard so many great things. I've been looking at pictures online. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, I would love to ask both of you a little bit about the tour so far. What has your experience been moving throughout Alaska? I don't know, Brooks, if this is your first time to the state.
It's not, but it's the first time in southern. It's my first time to a lot of these places. We went to McCarthy, Alaska, which shouldn't exist, and did a show there. That was fun. And then we just did two shows in Juneau last night, and we're in Sitka tomorrow. So we're just hitting all these cool places that I've never been. And you know, perfect time of the year weather-wise, just nothing but sunshine. So it's great. I can see I'm looking out the window right now. I can see maybe 30 yards, so that's cool. And the crowds have been great though. Just the weather has been wild.
Yeah, I guess I want to say good luck getting into Sitka. I think it's been a bit windy and maybe some of the plane rides have been a bit bumpy, but Alaska Airlines has great pilots. So we'll see you here safely tomorrow, I'm sure. I want to turn back to Kenley and ask a little bit more about some of the details of the event, when again and where and how people can get tickets.
Yeah, so the event's going to be tomorrow night at the Otis Theater at 7:00. And we have tickets online right now at fineartscamp.org/shows. And we'll also have tickets if they're left at the door. So come on out. We'd love to have you. And it's going to be a ton of laughs.
I definitely get that sense already. Yeah.
Yep. A literal ton. 2,000 laughs.
Awesome.
We'll have someone checking, clicking, counting. Before we part this morning, I do want to ask you, Kenley, a little bit about why this tour is happening. It's exciting that we're going to get to have comedy and some really big names. And I think that this has been a particular journey for the Fine Arts Camp to make this happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everyone loves to laugh, but when it's dark outside, and as we all have seen, the weather's getting into the fall and winter here, it's a great time to come inside with the community and have a good time. And we've heard a lot from the community that people are interested in comedy. And so we did an improv show in January this year that a lot of people enjoyed. And we had done that previously before the pandemic, and then feels like a lifetime ago, but we had brought The Second City probably back in 2016. And so this is a genre that we're trying to present more. And Justin, we're so delighted you're organizing the tour, and Brooks, awesome that you're coming. So yeah, it's something that we want to see more of and have definitely been hearing from the community. That's something that they enjoy. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And Brooks and Justin, it sounds like maybe you can expect a big turnout. Kenley Jackson, the program director for Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Brooks Whelan and Justin Sands, two comedians. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much. Can't wait to be there.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.